All right, it is a pleasure to welcome to the show, as always, Mayor Yemi Mobolati is joining us right now on the KRDO Newsline. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us. I know how busy it is for you these days.
Good morning, Colorado Springs, and I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to talk about a couple of things. I want to first begin with the city's response after this massive snowstorm that hit. I mean, it's all part of, I believe, El Nino, but it was a monumental storm, bigger than most, and certainly the first in your regime. How do you think the city did in its response for this past storm?
You know, I'm really proud of my team and how well they did. Your local government, we have three core functions, you know, public safety, out caring for our park, maintaining our park, and the third one is public infrastructure. And I was really proud of how my public works team did to just keep up with the snow. We heard a lot of compliments from the community on how well, you know, the primary and the secondary roads were clean and clear, and they were working hard. They were working overtime.
Yeah, no question about it. It seemed like the rain snow mix was making it more slushier and, you know, more slippery than usual. But I, for the most part, I think most of the roads that I traveled on, they were cleared quite often, which is always a good thing. Now, underneath that snow and underneath all those issues, especially this time of year, we develop all these kind of potholes. You know, we have our road warrior, Scott Harrison, who's constantly giving us updates on areas of concern. 2C was passed to sort of deal with pothole, patching and things like that. Where are we at when it comes to pothole, either protection or filling? And do you feel good about what 2C is accomplishing?
Absolutely. You know, in the last six weeks alone, we've had over 800 pothole requests, and we filled about 12,000 potholes. And, you know, it's as that weather shifts from cold to warmer temperatures and then back to freeze and thaw, sometimes in the same day, you know, the water gets into cracks in the roadway and it freezes and expands, and that creates those holes in the asphalt that we know as potholes. So we depend on the community to also help us report that. So if you have any potholes in your neighborhood or in your typical road travel, please make sure you report it to the GoCOS app, or you can call 719-385-ROAD. 2C allows us to keep up with our potholes, and I'm really excited that, you know, we're going to get it on the ballot this year for renewal.
And so tell us about that renewal. How crucial do you think it is for maintaining our infrastructure?
No, absolutely. I'm proud of Colorado Springs and our voters for saying yes to this small dedicated sales tax that has repaved nearly 1,600 lane miles of roadway, and has given us the ability to keep up with this critical infrastructure need. Now, it's not a one-time thing, and because we still have to go back over the last 8 years and touch some of the potholes some of the repairs we had done 8 years ago, but we still have a lot of thousands of lane miles to cover. And the good news about 2C3, it's what we're calling it, this new iteration of the road maintenance program, and we're bringing it to the neighborhoods. So we've been focusing on the primary and the secondary roads, and in this third iteration, our residents should expect to see more repairs closer to their homes.
Oh, that's awesome. We have just a few seconds left. I want to just sort of touch on a lighter note. Did you fill out your March Madness bracket, and who do you have in the final?
You know, I'm a college football guy.
And, so am I.
I'm obsessed with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I keep track of basketball fairly loosely. I don't have a basketball team. March Madness, though, it's an exciting time. And so I'm plugged in. I don't have any ballots filled, but I'm watching and I'm rooting the underdogs. I guess I'm always for the underdogs.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. CSU had a couple of guys from here in Colorado Springs, one in Colorado Springs and one from Monument. So, you know, there's a good reason to cheer on those Rams.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. Colorado schools are performing well this year, which is some of the number one seeds have not done well. It's always good to see the teams that are not always that don't make it this far make it this far. Yeah. I just think that and really proud of our state, and I'll be cheering them on.
The little engine that could.
Yeah, no question about it. Mr. Mayor, thanks. It's always a pleasure. Look forward to the next time next month. Thanks again for joining us. You're always welcome on the show.
Thanks again for having me, and God bless you guys.